Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Teresa Cry on the line, and she is a life and career coach over at Cry Consulting. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.
So excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about finding your fit and using your gifts. But before we do that, let's go a little bit further into what you're doing over at Cry Consulting. Tell us a little bit more about your business, please.
Thanks, Adam. So at Cry Consulting, we work with all kinds of folks on making sure that they are ready for those next steps in life. So that could be anything from assisting people with creating or revising resumes, doing cover letters for new positions that they may be interested in applying in, which I'm sure people are looking all over the place right now, along with doing mock interviews. Often folks think, oh, I've done an interview before, so I know exactly what I'm doing. But brushing up on those skills can really help you knock out that next interview. So doing those mock interviews and then helping clients to create questions that they need to ask, because an interview is a two-way street. It's not just that business interviewing you, but you're also interviewing them to figure out if it's going to be the best fit for you.
Yeah, I love what you're doing. And one of the things I always tell people, especially when they say they're good at doing interviews or things like that, is I say, you can be good at it, but there's a difference between being good and what professionals do. So, for example, some people could argue it's a different type of interview, but some people could argue that I'm decent at what I do. I mean, I've done over 2,200 interviews. And that being said, I still get coaching. Why do I still get coaching? Because I want to take my game to the next level as a podcast host and as somebody that interviews. So on the other end, when somebody tells me they're good at like interviewing for jobs or this, that, I'm always like, oh, really? How many do you do? They're like, oh, well, I've gotten every one I've done. How many interviews have you been on? Well, I've been on 3. Oh, okay. So have you done anything in your life 3 times other than interviewing that you would claim that you're an expert at? Anything. Name one thing that you've done 3 times in your life. So why would you put like this at risk if you really care about this position, if you really care about what you're going for? Why wouldn't you get professional help if you know for a fact you've done nothing else in your life 3 times and been an expert at it? I'm like, all right, so then you should professionally do interviews if you can do 3 and you're an expert.
Absolutely, absolutely. Often I think of my parents who come from a totally different generation where they didn't even interview. My mother is a retired teacher, and she said when she graduated and she had her teaching certification, she just went to the Board of Ed and they literally had everything up on a wall and you just said, this is where I want to work. And they sent you to the building and you just got assigned. So there wasn't even an interview process, let alone a resume, a cover letter, any of those things that we do now.
Wow. So let's, I want to switch it up a bit. So let's get into today's topic. So finding your fit and using your gifts. I mean, it's a big topic. Where do you want to start with this one?
Let's start with finding your fit. Let's start there. And so, really when I, go ahead, Adam, I'm sorry.
No, go, please.
So when I talk to people about finding a fit, it's really about those things that make you happy. So often we are pushed in certain directions saying, okay, this is what you should do. You should grow up, go to school, and do this thing. But is that the thing that's really going to make you happy? I have an undergraduate degree in finance that I don't necessarily use because that's not what made me happy. I ended up finding that space and place of what made me happy, just kind of wandering around and figuring out what worked for me and what made me happy every day. What was going to get me up in the morning and be excited to go talk to people and deal and interact. And it actually wasn't what my degree, or at least not my major, my minor is communications, but it's not what my major was in. And I ultimately went back to school to get a master's in education because that is what made me happy. And so helping people figure out what really makes them tick, so to speak, what makes you get up in the morning and figure it all out without having other people tell you what that thing is. You have to know internally what that thing is that you want to do every single day.
Man, I love that. What do you think? And obviously, this isn't going to be the same for everybody, right? Like it's going to change whether it's using your gifts, finding your fit, and kind of finding that match. It's going to be different for everyone. But I do know you work with a lot of people, and you're working in this space often. So, what do you find typically keeps people back, or kind of just holds them back from really either finding their fit or like their gift or like just making that connection? Because it's not, I always look at it from the opposite of the point of the coin. Nobody's doing it intentionally. Nobody wakes up and goes out and they're like, oh, I don't want to do something I don't want to do today, or I don't want to find my fit, or oh, I don't want to use my gifts, I want to do this instead. Like, what do you think holds people back?
I think people get very comfortable, and people have a fear of change. Right. So we get comfortable doing a job that we've been directed to do, or the job that we got a degree in. And OK, this is the thing. But the idea of saying I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone, because how many people do you know have done jobs for 20 years and they know exactly from beginning to end what that job is going to be? To say I'm going to go do something different that I have no idea what a day to day looks like is frightening for people. And so I think the fear of the unknown, of what it's going to feel like or change, really holds folks back from stepping out and saying, you know what, this isn't making me happy, I'm going to take the risk and take the chance to do something different.
Wow, that's awesome and well put. I do want to bring up one point here. Let's talk a little bit more about people, like the idea of saying no. Like, because I feel like that's another kind of like saying no is a big deal. And I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Oh, my goodness. I do a whole talk about the power of no. I think, and I used to be a yes person. You asked me to do, yes, I have time. Yes, yes, sure, I'll do that. I can manage. No, you cannot. You cannot manage 25 things in one day. And there is real power in being able to use your voice and say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I don't have time to do that. Or I don't want to do that. Because guess what? If you do all of those other things and we start talking about finding a fit and using your gifts, you're not making room to do any of those things if you say yes to everything somebody asks you to do. So there is real power in saying no. I'm not doing that, because you have to make time for yourself. You have to make time to rejuvenate, and you have to make time to use your real gifts. And you cannot say yes to everything. I learned that the hard way by burning out and realizing that I was not taking care of myself, but I was making sure that everybody else had what they needed, because I just kept saying yes. So I'm very good now at saying no, not just I can't, I won't. Yeah.
Let's go a little bit further into the idea of using your gifts. So how does somebody really know? And this may sound like a basic question, but I get this question all the time. So how does they kind of know what their gifts are?
Well, you kind of talked about it a little bit earlier when we talked about, okay, you did 3 interviews. Now you think you're an expert. That's not your gift. I promise you. It's those spaces and places where you feel comfortable, and other people, sometimes you need to let other people recognize for you and tell you, like, you know, you're really good at fill in the blank. You're really good at, I had a person tell me I was like a little Oprah after they saw me present once. And then constantly, over and over again, I hear from people, you know what, presentation, that's your thing. Yeah, I know, thanks. But it comes from an internal gift, but it's also practice, right? So it's not just, I have this gift of presenting and doing really well at it. I actually do present on a regular basis, and I do, I'm like you, I have a coach who helps me to do better. So knowing what those things are and practicing and understanding that everything isn't a gift. I cannot play baseball. I cannot do anything that requires hand-eye coordination, okay? I have tried. Those things are not good.
Well, Teresa, not with that attitude, you can't play baseball. I had to.
You know, and yes, you can have the power of positive talk. Thank you, Adam. positive affirmations. But guess what?
It's not going to help you hit that ball.
No, it's not going to help me hit that ball at all. And so, no, I do not play softball. I don't play baseball because that's not my thing. Put me on a stage, get me with some clients. This is my thing. So you have to do the thing, practice it, become good at it, be comfortable with it, and also allow other people to tell you this is, you're really good at a thing. Don't just think, oh, I'm really good at that and I can do this. You need some confirmation from some other places.
That's awesome. So, Teresa, that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about CRY Consulting and working with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out and to learn more?
So they can follow me on Instagram. I am at Coach T. CRY. So my first name is Teresa. So I'm at Coach T. CRY on Instagram. And they can email me at CoachTCry@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Well, Teresa, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Really appreciate you coming on and talking more about, you know, how people can find their fit and use their gifts. And let's not forget how to say no. So I'm glad you brought that up, too. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there. But also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Teresa, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. It was a pleasure.